we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for your presence and power working great things in our lives. Thank you for your interventions we have received. Thank you, Lord, for controlling the situations happening in our lives to agree with your will and desires. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible to us. Thank you for frustrating the plans and agendas of the kingdoms of darkness that weigh against us. Thank you for your glory that is sitting over our lives, enforcing righteousness, enforcing your will in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for breakthroughs we have experienced in our journey of life. Thank you for blessings you have released into our lives during the course of this 30 days fast. Thank you, Lord, for more blessings you will still release into our lives. Thank you for how you protected us during the hours of the midnight when the enemy came to attack. Thank you for how you preserved us from destruction. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the prayers we prayed and thereafter we saw your answers. Thank you, Lord, for terminating shame and disgrace the enemy programmed for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for many victories and blessings you have done for us that we don't even know yet because we have not seen them yet. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, I ask that you visit us again in this place as we seek you, as we call on you, as we pray, as we worship. Visit us right here again. Let your hand come upon us. Let there be breakthroughs right here, right now, as we pray. Father, let there be miracles, mighty miracles. Let there be deliverances and healings, divine healings from you. Father, do so in Jesus' name. Guide us to pray correctly. Empower us with your fire to get victories as we pray right now. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our requests. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that which God must do for you today shall be done in the name of Jesus. We are going to sing or worship songs, and after that we will go into the prayer points. Thank you. magnify. Oh Lord, Jiva highly exalted. And there is nothing you can't do. My eyes are on you. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. I have made you too small in my heart. Oh Lord, forgive me. I have believed in a lie. I have believed in a lie that you are unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Hear my cry and show yourself strong. And with my heart and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Be magnified. Be magnified right now. Be magnified. Oh, Lord. You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord God, oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified once again. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. There is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. I have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. You are the mighty man in Baptist. Shaddai, you are the mighty man in Baptist. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in Baptist. Oh Lord, El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in Baptist. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in Baptist, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in Baptist. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in Baptist. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in Baptist. Glory to your name. Covenant keeping God, King of glory, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, the Almighty God, Shiloh, covenant keeping God, miracle worker, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. You are who You are, yesterday, today and forevermore. What You say is what You do. You never fail, You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship You. I worship You. You are too faithful to fail me. Oh Lord, You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven Yourself in my life, and I've come to realize that You are too faithful to fail me. God, make a way where it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength, with love and strength. For each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh God, will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. We are together again. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. We are together again. In one accord, in one accord, hallelujah. Something great is about to happen. Something greater is waiting for us. We are together again. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord. Oh, we are together. Together again, we are together again. In one accord, in one accord, hallelujah. It's about to happen, something greater is waiting for us.
We are together again. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord.
Begin to praise Him right there where you are. With your voice, with the whole of your heart, begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Praise the King of Glory. Praise the Rock of Israel. Praise the I Am that I Am. Praise the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The one who was and is to come. The first and the last. The beginning and the ending. The Alpha and Omega. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to glorify Him. Exalt Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Ancient of Days, we praise Thee. Rock of Ages, we praise Thee. Lord, Thee, mighty man of war, the God of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. We worship and praise You, Father. We praise You, for You are greater than all. You are stronger than all. You are wiser than all. You are the Almighty God. We praise You, Father. There is nothing You cannot do. There is nothing impossible unto You. We worship You, Father. You command things to come out of nothing. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Jesus. You bless and no one can curse. You curse and no one can bless. You reverse the irreversible. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Only You can speak and it will come to pass. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for the redemption of our souls. Thank You for the salvation of our souls. Thank You, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sins, for forgiving our sins. Thank You, Lord, for helping us. Thank You for setting us free. Thank You, Lord, for helping us. Thank You for moving our lives forward. Thank You, Lord, for helping us. Thank You for shining Your light in our lives. Thank You, Lord, for helping us. Thank You for destroying yokes of slavery in our lives. Thank You, Lord, for helping us. Thank You for turning our lives around to reveal Your glory and greatness. Oh, Lord, we praise You. Jesus, we say thank You. You have banished sickness away from us. You have banished plagues away from us. Thank You, Jesus. Your covering of protection is upon us. Thank You, Jesus. You do wonders. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I have noticed that some people lose their miracles because they are looking at the man of God to perform the miracles. They are looking at the man of God to do something and their lives will change. And that mindset made them lose their miracles. That is not how to receive miracles. You don't look at man, you look at God. So if you have come here on this prayer session to pray, don't look at the man of God. Look at the God who has placed that man in a position to lead you in prayers. So it's not about the man. It's about your God that you have come to meet. Yeah, so you have come to meet with God, not man. Yeah, so let that be in your mind. So when you come to prayer sessions, you come with the mind that I come here to meet with God, that God will show me mercy, that God will touch me, that God will help me, that God will set me free. So if you are looking at the man, you might not receive anything, because God will always be glorified. No matter how anointed a man of God is, God must be glorified. So if you are looking for the blessing to come from a man, it will not come. But when you are looking that it will come from God, then it will come. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, thank you because you have great things in store for me. Say, Father, thank you because you have prepared great things to do in my life, to release into my life, even now, even at this time, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you, for I know that you hold in your hands great blessings to release into my life. For I know that you hold in your hands power to release into my life. For I know that you hold in your hands grace to release into my life. Thank you for all that you have prepared for me. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for great things you have in store for me. Thank you, Lord, for I will not seek you in vain. Thank you, Lord, for I will not pray in vain. Thank you, Lord, because you are here to help me. You are here to touch me. You are here, thank you, Lord, to bless me. You are here to change my life. Thank you, Father, for great things you have in store for me. Thank you, Lord, because great things are about to happen in my life. Greater things are about to happen in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, uncover unto me every hidden operation of darkness going on in my life. Oh Lord, uncover them and expose them to me. Every hidden operations of darkness going on in my life that is unknown to me. Oh Lord, uncover them. Oh Lord, expose them. Expose them. Expose them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The battles you know is already half defeated. If you know the forces dealing with you, then you have conquered them 50% because you know their secrets. Begin to say, oh Lord of hosts, uncover every secret operation of darkness going on in my life. Uncover them to me. Expose them to me. Every secret operations of darkness that is prolonging my progress, causing delays in my life. Oh Lord, uncover them. Thank you, Lord. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Every hidden works of the enemy that is going on in my life. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them. Uncover them so that I can fight and conquer them. Oh Lord, expose them. Expose them. Expose them. Expose them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I realize that sometimes we are trying to set the path we want God to move in or to come through. Yeah, sometimes we try to tell God how He should answer our prayers. We try to create some patterns in our mind. Yeah, expecting that God will answer your prayers through that pattern or through that channel. Many times we are wrong doing that. God is the one to choose how He wants to manifest Himself to you. Even how He wants to speak to you or show you something. God is the one that chooses the channel, the medium through which He will manifest Himself to you, through which He will visit you, through which He will answer your prayers. So it is not in your hands to decide how the prayers will be answered. Because if you think God will come in through the front door, what if God is coming through the back door? If you think God will come down through the sky from heaven, what if God is coming down from under the ground? Yeah, so it is wrong to begin to set the way for God to follow. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I open up my life for your visitation. You're going to say, Father, my life is opened for your visitation. Oh Lord, visit me in your own way. Visit me in your own way. Visit me in the best way you have chosen. In the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I open up my life for your visitation. I open up my life for your interventions. I open up my life for your visitation. Oh Lord of hosts, visit me in your own way. Visit me in your own way. Not in my own ways, but in your own way. Not according to the way I am thinking, but according to the best way you have chosen. Oh Lord, visit me at this time. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some time ago, I did a teaching on breaking evil patterns. Yeah. And I said that without genuine repentance, evil patterns cannot be broken. Now, what do I mean by evil patterns? Maybe in your family, you have discovered that there's a particular evil that keeps happening to everyone in your family. There's a particular evil, that there's a particular predicament, a particular captivity that has captured everyone in your family. Yeah, that's what I mean by evil pattern. Now, if you want to break from that pattern, you must be ready to genuinely repent. Yeah, because if you still commit the sin your parents and ancestors commit, the cause your ancestors suffered will remain on you. I don't know if you're getting my point. So that there's a connection between sin or ancestral sin and ancestral cult. There's a connection between ancestral sin and ancestral cult. So if you have not conquered the ancestral sin, you cannot be delivered from the ancestral cult. Yeah, so if you have not stopped committing the sin your ancestors committed, it is certain that you cannot overcome the curse that defeated them. Yeah, so you are going to pray. In fact, you can fast for 1,000 days if you have not genuinely repented and stopped committing the sin that captured your ancestors. Nothing will happen. There will be no breakthrough. Yeah. There will be no breakthrough. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to repent from every ancestral sin that is giving legal ground for ancestral curse in my life. You're going to say, I receive grace to genuinely repent from every ancestral sin that is giving foothold to ancestral curse in my life. See, I receive grace to genuinely repent. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive grace now to genuinely repent. To genuinely repent. To genuinely repent, to genuinely repent from every ancestral sin that is giving fuel, giving power to ancestral causes in my life. I receive grace to repent now in the name of Jesus. If your ancestors are adulterers, if your ancestors commit adultery, they commit all forms of sexual sins. Until you stop that sin, you can't be delivered from ancestral curses, from the same curse on them. You can't be free from it. Say, oh Lord, give me grace to repent genuinely from every ancestral sin, ancestral errors, ancestral mistakes. Lord, give me grace to repent from them. The errors my ancestors made that made them unable to overcome the curses. Lord, do not allow me make the same error. The errors my parents made that did not allow them to receive breakthroughs, that did not allow them to break limitations. Oh Lord, do not allow me commit the same errors. Lord, give me grace. Lord, give me grace. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace, Lord, to genuinely repent in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. I think I have said this also before. I think I've said this before. It is the same realm from where you pray. It is in that same realm you will receive the answers to your prayers. I mean, the same realm from which you prayed to God, which is, of course, the realm of the Spirit. You are praying in the Spirit. Yeah, it is in that same realm you will get the answers to your prayers. So you can't pray in the Spirit or pray in this prayer session right now, and then later you now withdraw to the realm of the flesh and expect that the prayers will be answered. Yeah, so you're going to pray. It is possible that you have lost answers to your prayers because you are carnal. Yeah, or because you are full of the flesh and not of the spirit. Yeah, it is possible. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to walk in the spirit every day, every hour. Give me grace to walk in the spirit. If you pray in the spirit, then the answers to your prayers will also come by the spirit and in the spirit. The Lord, give me grace to walk in the spirit so that I will not miss the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me grace to live in the spirit. Give me grace to walk in the spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants to give you some directions that will lead you to the answers to your prayers. Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants to give you some instructions, but because you are in the flesh, the Holy Spirit could not speak to you. He could not guide you because you are in the flesh. Begin to say, oh Lord, give me grace to walk in the spirit. Give me grace to walk in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. So that I will not lose the answers to my prayers. So that I will not lose the instructions that will lead to the answers to my prayers. So that I will not miss your interventions. Give me grace to walk in the spirit in every hour. Give me grace to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit in every hour. Give me grace to be sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Give me grace to be sensitive to the direction of your Holy Spirit. Give me grace to be sensitive to the guidance, to the instructions of your Holy Spirit. Give me grace, Father. Thank you, Lord. You don't just pray and then you just leave the realm of the spirit. You feel like, well, I am done with the realm of the spirit. Now I can go and become carnal. That's not how prayer works. May the Lord give you grace. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the perfect design of my life and destiny in your mind begin to appear in my life. The perfect design of how my life should be. The perfect design you have in mind of how my life should be, of how my life should be lived. Lord, let it begin to appear in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The perfect design of my life, calling and destiny in your mind, oh Lord, let it appear like that in my life. Let it appear in my life how you want my life to be, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. The perfect design of my life in your mind. The perfect design of my calling, ministry, and destiny in your mind. Lord, let it appear the same way in my life as it is in your mind. Let it appear in my life like that. Let it appear here on earth that way. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it appear that way. Let it appear that way. Let it appear that way. In the name of Jesus, the perfect design. the perfect design of my future, of my destiny in your heart, oh Lord. Let it appear right here on earth in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every darkness causing confusion in my life. Let fire fall and destroy every darkness confusing my mind, confusing my decisions, confusing my thoughts, confusing my ways. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Let fire fall and destroy every darkness causing confusion in my life. Every darkness causing confusion in my decisions. Every darkness causing confusions in my ways. Every darkness causing confusion in my mind, in my thoughts. Fire of God, consume them now. Fire of God, consume them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. It is important that your life fall in alignment with the will of God and with the operations of the Holy Spirit, with the move of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it is very important. If the Spirit is going in a direction and you are going in another direction, definitely there won't be signs and wonders in your life. Yeah. Yeah. Your prayers will not work when it is not aligned with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, no matter how much you pray those prayers. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, align my spirit, soul, and body with the move of your Holy Spirit. You're going to say, Father, align my spirit, soul, and body with your move, with the move of your spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, align my thoughts. Your thoughts must line up with the same thoughts that is in the Holy Spirit, that is in the mind of the Holy Spirit. Begin to say, Father, align me with the move of your Holy Spirit. Align me, oh God. Align my thoughts, my mind, thank you, Lord. Align my ways, my decisions. Align my thinking pattern, my mindset, with the move of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, align me so that I don't lose the signs and wonders your Spirit is doing, so that I participate and I partake of the signs and wonders that your Spirit is doing. Oh Lord, align me with your Holy Spirit. Align me with the move of your Spirit. Align me with the presence of your Spirit. Align me with the operations of your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, align me with the mind of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to know that God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. Yeah, and there is no partiality with him. Yeah, and why am I saying this? God will not lower his standards because of any man. Yeah, God will not lower his standards because you are different or you are special. Yeah, God don't do that because he is no respecter of persons. Yeah. There's no amount you can give God that will make him lower his standards because of you. His standards remain sure and fixed forever. So God don't come down to your own level. The only thing he can do is to help you, to give you grace to come up to his own level. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to rise to your standards. Help me, oh God, to rise to your standards in the name of Jesus. And so that your will can be done in my lives. So that I can witness your power. So that I can witness your glory. Help me, oh God, to rise to your standards. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The reason why your miracles are delayed is because you have not risen to his standard. God is waiting for you. Where you think you are waiting for him, but he is waiting for you to rise. He's waiting for you to live the kind of life they live in his kingdom. He's waiting for you to start living the kind of life they live in his kingdom. He's waiting for you to embrace his principles, to embrace his holiness, his purity, his righteousness. Say, oh Lord, help me to rise to your standard. Help me to rise to your standard so that I may witness your power, so that I may witness your glory. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. To rise to your standard. Help me, Lord, to rise to your standard. You can't bribe God. You can't. It's either you meet up with the standard or not. You can't buy your way to that point. It's not possible. So, Lord, help me to meet up with your standard in my way of life, in my lifestyle. Lord, help me to meet up with your standard. You need to know that the righteousness of your parents cannot save you. Even the righteousness of your spouse cannot save you. Yeah, it is by your own obedience you will be saved. It's by your own obedience you'll be saved. Say, Lord, help me to rise to your standard. In fact, the righteousness of your pastor cannot save you. So you have to meet up with God's standard. That is how you'll be saved. That is how you'll be helped. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to rise to your standard. Help me to rise to your standard. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, separate me from every distraction I have embraced that is shifting me away from your standard. Say, Father, separate me from every distraction in my life that is shifting me away from your standard. Separate me, O God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Until there is consecration, there cannot be righteousness. There cannot be holiness. Yeah. Without consecration, forget about holiness and righteousness. Until you are set apart from the world. Until you are set apart from worldliness, from sin, from pollution that is in the world. You can't be righteous. It's not possible. Say, Lord, separate me from every distraction I have embraced, every pollution I have embraced that is taking me out of your standard, that is taking me away from your standard. Separate me, O God, from such distractions. Separate me from such darkness. Separate me from such pollution. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every distraction I have embraced that is taking me out of your standard, Lord, cut them off from alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And we would round up the session. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. We're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my faith life that is stopping me from receiving my miracles. Say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my faith that is stopping me from receiving my miracles. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You need to know that your faith is strong when there is no more doubt. When there is no more fear, no more doubt in your mind. That is when your faith is perfect. Say, Father, destroy. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in my faith that is making it difficult for me to possess my possessions. Every weakness in my faith that is making it difficult for me to receive my miracles. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every weakness in my faith in God. Every weakness in my trust in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. I want to manifest a strong faith. I want to manifest a living faith, not a dead faith. I want to manifest unwavering faith. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, every weakness in my faith, die right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're still going to place your right hand in your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness. I'll repeat it now. Using my body against me, or turning my body against me. I bind every spirit of darkness, turning my body against me, turning my health against me, turning my mind against me. I bind them now. In the name of Jesus, I bind you all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nehani shadaya tasra, leshejene kaha tasujilia. I bind every spirit of hell, every spirit of darkness that is controlling my body to walk against me. Every spirit of darkness that is turning my body system to work against me, turning my health to work against me, turning my mind to work against me. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bind you all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray prophetically. You're going to be praying like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall succeed in the land of the living. I think that's the way to put it. You're going to say, I shall succeed in the land of the living. I shall have breakthrough on this earth. I shall move forward. I shall have success. I shall have breakthroughs as I walk this earth. Favor of God shall be upon my life. Blessings of the Lord shall catch up with me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, as I walk on this earth, success is mine. Breakthroughs are mine. Victories are mine. Blessings from the Lord are mine. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As I walk on this land, on this earth, I shall fulfill destiny. As I walk on this earth, I shall possess my possessions. As I walk on this earth, I shall enter into God's glory for my life. As I walk on this earth, I shall enter into my promised land. As I walk on this earth, I am breaking limitations. I am rising above limitations. In the name of Jesus, as I walk on this earth, everything God created shall favor me. Everything God created shall work for my good. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. As I walk on this earth, there shall be no failures. There shall be no setbacks. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, release into my life the supernatural ability to possess my possessions. Release into my life the supernatural ability to get everything that belongs to me, the supernatural ability to get everything that belongs to me, to get victories. Lord, equip me with such ability. Put on me that ability in the name of Jesus. The supernatural ability to get what belongs to me. The supernatural ability to possess my possessions. The supernatural ability to possess my divine inheritance. Oh Lord, put upon me right now in the name of Jesus. And note that God is not just in the business of answering prayers, but God is also in the business of empowering you to get those things He has freely given to you. He wants to empower you, and you get it by yourself. With that power, He will give you. That is what I'm talking about. Say, oh Lord, put on me the supernatural ability to get everything You have released into my life, to get everything that belongs to me, the supernatural ability to possess my possessions, the supernatural ability to possess my possessions, to receive my divine inheritance, the supernatural abilities to experience my miracles, to partake of my blessings in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, put such abilities on me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray the last prayer point. Now, you need to understand that if your mind is not at peace, you're not likely to have any breakthroughs in the place of prayer. Because the kingdom of heaven rules or operates in the realm of peace. Yeah, so if there is no peace in your mind, it also means that you are not likely to get any breakthroughs. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like that. You're going to say, I invoke the hunger of God to destroy every force of darkness attacking my peace in God. You're going to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy every power of darkness, force of darkness, troubling my peace in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Forces of hell, powers of darkness, attacking my peace in Christ Jesus, be wasted by the hunger of God. Be wasted by the hunger of God. The same applies with your joy in Christ. Begin to say, every power attacking my peace in Christ, my joy in the Lord, be wasted by the hunger of God in the name of Jesus. If you can lose your peace and joy in Christ, it means you have lost your miracles. It means you have lost God's interventions. So let the hunger of God destroy powers of hell fighting my peace in Christ, fighting my joy in Christ. Let the hunger of God waste them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. And we'll continue tomorrow, same time. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Ancient of Days, we thank you, for there is none like you. You are the Lord, and beside you there is no other. Everything you created, they obey you, they listen to you, they answer to you, including your enemies, including the demons and the agents of darkness. Lord, we worship you, for you are the Most High. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the grace of the Lord will appear in your life and terminate every weakness in your life, limiting your life and destiny. Let the grace of God appear now and destroy that weakness forever in Jesus' name. Because everything God created can listen to God. Everything God created, they respond to the name of Jesus. Therefore, I command whatsoever is in your life that should not be there, I command in the name of Jesus that it come out now in Jesus' name. Whatsoever is in your body system that should not be there, because that thing will respond to the name of Jesus. Therefore, I command them in the name of Jesus to live now. I command them in the name of Jesus to live now. I command them in the name of Jesus to live now. In the name of Jesus. Every edict that have been sent into your life to trouble your peace, every time it is headache troubling you, I command that headache to come out now in Jesus' name. The demon that is inside your womb causing barrenness, I command that demon to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I command that barrenness to end now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the hand of God shall defend you. In places you can't defend yourself, the hand of your Maker shall defend you. In the name of Jesus, every demonic voice that is speaking evil upon your life, I shut them down forever. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have heard that. I pray for you that you will not miss the hour of your divine visitation. In the name of Jesus, even if you are sleeping in the middle of the night, the power of God shall wake you up to receive that visitation. In the name of Jesus, the encounter from heaven that you must have so that your life can change forever, I connect you with that encounter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we are going to stop here. Yeah, remain blessed.
Goodbye.